Cosgrove, a Canadian-born physician treating patients and teaching doctors in the Boston area, practices neurosurgery, one of the true miracles of modern medicine. Neurosurgeons operate on people with conditions as diverse as epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, brain tumors, chronic pain, and herniated discs.
We do surgery anywhere on the nervous system, anywhere in the body. But most neurosurgeons, at least I concentrate on brain surgery and the conditions, try and help cure or treat the conditions that affect the brain.
So when you hear the expression, it's not brain surgery, how do you react to that?
Well, in fact, this is brain surgery, I say. But yeah, I often tell them people, actually, you don't want to have to meet me in a professional circumstance. But that's because a lot of what we do is very, very serious work. And many of the conditions we deal with are life-threatening. The surgery that we do has risks that if a mistake is made, there's an obvious deficit that the patient will suffer from.
So cognitive impairment of some kind?
Oh, it could be paralysis, loss of sensation, loss of memory, loss of ability to speak. If you cause a problem, often the injury to the nervous system or the brain is irreversible. So it happens very quickly, and oftentimes it can be irreversible and leave the patient suffering with a deficit that they will have for the rest of their lives.
So you've been doing this for many years. That's a pretty high-stakes tightrope act you have to walk on a regular basis.
Yes, but, you know, we are trained to do this. So, after medical school, there's 7 years of training, and you gradually increase your responsibility throughout those years. And then, you know, as we are in practice, we gain experience as well. So, yeah, on a daily basis, you perform surgery that is the most important thing that's probably happened to that patient and their family. So it's a continuous succession of being the focus of attention of not only the patient, but the patient's family. So there's a lot of you're under the magnifying glass in that situation. And there is that responsibility to getting the best possible outcome. And to do neurosurgery well, you have to pay complete attention to it. And you have to pay attention to every single step.
For neurosurgeons like Reese Cosgrove, an operation can mean hours of uninterrupted attention to detail. Having done this work for more than 30 years, he's learned to settle in, to enter his zone.
You're in a deep, focused concentration, so hours can go by. And after the end, as you come up off the microscope or you're closing and doing an operation, you know, there's a sense of, wow, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we started at 7:30, and it just seems like it's almost like meditation because you're outside yourself.
Because you just get so absorbed in
you're so the absorbed process. In the task at hand. It requires complete concentration. You can't really take your eye off the ball when you're in and operating on a patient. I mean, there are times, there are basically three stages to the operation. There's an opening of the head to get to where you need to operate on. Then there's the operation, and then there's the closure, which is just putting everything back together again. And once you've accomplished your operation and you're setting about closing, well, it's about an hour to an hour and a half of work to get everything back together again. And that's much more relaxed because you've done this thousands of times, and you're on the way out, and you know what you've done. But then we wait until the end of the operation, wake the patient up, and examine them to make sure that there's been no consequence to anything we've done.